this affects public opinion on migration. This model has to be broken by providing legal pathways, explore screening mechanisms before arrival to Europe, and providing within the European Union a mandatory relocation mechanism to all countries, so as to avoid the first reception countries facing an even unfair pressure. And Greece is committed in protecting our border in line with international law, especially in cases of instrumentalization of migration, when human suffering yields to geopolitical strategies. It's present to the face of migrant smuggling when human suffering yields to financial gain. We need to get the EU-Turkey 2016 joint statement back on track, and we welcome UNHCR efforts to increase prevention of unlawful departure, stepping up efforts to combat smuggling networks and working efficiently with governments. Dear delegates, Greece over the last 8 years has welcomed over 1 million refugees. This year we anticipate 35,000 asylum applications. Since 2019, we have drastically improved our asylum reception facilities and the protection of unaccompanied minors. We now host 18,000 asylum seekers in new reception centres, fully compliant with very strict European Union standards. We have reducing our asylum backlog from 200,000 applications to 30,000 today. We have placed particular emphasis to the protection of unaccompanied minors. This is a strategic priority for us, and we have worked successfully with our EU partners on relocation. We invest actively on the integration programs, offering full access to health, education, and employment to all recognized refugees. We are doing our part. But as migration constitutes a key challenge during these turbulent times, we need to devise collective, efficient management system, share best practices, create a common European protection space, but most importantly, stand together on this issue in line with our common values. Thank you, Mr. Chair.